This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I just came back from Taraweeh, so I figured I'd do tonight's Taraweeh reflection. The Imam in my masjid was reciting Surah Ibrahim. When it comes to Surah Ibrahim, there's a lot to reflect upon. It's a very, very powerful surah. But I'm going to pick one ayah, and that is ayah number 38. This ayah is actually the dua of Ibrahim, and the dua is actually before this ayah as well, and even after this ayah, Ibrahim alayhi salam continues with his dua. He says, "Rabbana, innaka ta'lamu ma nukhfi wa ma nu'lin." He says, "Our Lord, most certainly you know that which we hide and that which we expose." "Ma yakhfa min Allahi shay' fil ardi wa la fis sama'." And nothing is hidden from Allah on earth and in the heavens. This ayah actually speaks on a couple fronts. First of all, it's the issue of when we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remind ourselves that Allah is aware of everything. Even the deepest things in our hearts, the things that we may have not told anyone about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of that. Because of that, Allah is the most capable and the best one to answer our du'a. And this is why Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, "Rabbana," he says, "our Lord, you know everything, what we hide and what we show." So because of that, Allah knows what is best for us. So one of the du'as that we make is that Allah grant us that which is best, even if we're unaware of it. That is a relationship that is very special between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that Allah can answer our du'as that we have held deep inside our hearts. The second theme of this du'a is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything in terms of wrongdoing, or sins, or problems. And so a believer should never ever feel helpless. Even when a believer is wronged, even when bad things happen to us, or someone harms us or wrongs us, we ma yakhfa min Allahi min shay, that nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people who wronged us or harmed us, Allah is fully aware of that. That applies to us as well. If we have harmed anyone, if we have treated anyone in a bad way, then Allah is also aware of that. Just because we may have gotten away with something in this life, or you know, somebody didn't know we did something, or we didn't suffer the consequences in this life, it doesn't mean that we won't be held accountable in the akhirah. And this is why we're continually seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in our du'a. A big portion of our du'a has to be seeking forgiveness. So our du'a is balanced between seeking forgiveness from Allah and also asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they go hand in hand when it comes to our du'a. And that was the way the Prophet said, the Prophet ﷺ made dua, and we see here that it was also the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and all of the prophets, when they made dua in this fashion. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, those sins that are outward sins, and also the inward sins, and the sins that people know about, and the sins that we have hidden from other people. Ameen. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I will see y'all later, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.